Welcome to Wisdom for the Day, the podcast where we unpack the timeless wisdom of the Book of Proverbs, one bite-sized nugget at a time. Join us daily as we journey through this ancient treasure trove of insight, offering practical wisdom for modern living. Get ready to start your day with clarity, purpose, and a deeper understanding of life's greatest lessons. This is Wisdom for the Day, your daily dose of Proverbs wisdom. Today is day 105. We're in the 10th chapter of the book of Proverbs, verses 27 and 28. Fear of the Lord lengthens one's life, but the years of the wicked are cut short. The hopes of the godly result in happiness, but the expectations of the wicked come to nothing. In these verses, the good man respects God, and he will have a long life. He'll be happy. The evil man refuses God's wisdom. The evil man will die soon. His plans will fail, and he will achieve nothing. These verses are rather general. Some good people die young. Some evil people live long. Solomon is explaining simple principles. More complex explanations are elsewhere in the Bible. But we must learn these simple principles before we can understand the complex explanations. This is the principle. A good person has a good life. An evil person has a bad life. It's as simple as that. This principle is enough for now. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. But the fear that's referred to here is not hopeless horror. Rather, fear of God is awe and reverence and fear of doing wrong when wanting to do right. It's how a creature approaches its creator. It's to be expected that such a creature who tries to obey the statutes that were laid down for the creature's good will live longer than the wicked who obey the creator's commandments. Being in harmony with creation gives righteous people joy. Wicked people don't follow the Creator God, and they have no hope for a meaningful life. Theirs is a hopeless existence. There, they are in disharmony with creation, disobeying God's rules and perishing as a result. So let me ask you, do you think of yourself as righteous? Well, that's all for today, but I'll be back tomorrow with some more of Solomon's wise teaching. For free Wisdom of the Day merch, head to buymeacoffee.com/renewed mindsets and consider becoming a community member. If you like this show, please tell someone about it and share it with them. The executive producer of Wisdom for the Day is Yelena McClellan. Intro music by Weston McCurry. Until tomorrow, I'm Rick. I love you. See ya.
Lily was a little girl, afraid of the big white world. She grew up within her castle walls.
Toodles.